We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I have a weird question for you.
Okay.
You know what? I don't even want to ask you.
Why?
Because you're different than anybody else that I would ask.
Oh no, is that good or bad? Well,
There's a story out about how much cash you should have on you at any given time.
Cash in the modern day?
I know, but they've got some good reasons for it.
Oh, okay.
And I was going to ask you how much cash you got on you, but I guarantee you, go ahead, but there's going to be no one on the planet who has as much cash on them as you do. Hold on, I got to find my wallet. Here we go. Let's see. Okay. How much?
For the first time in...
Shut your mouth!
Dude, for the first time in forever. Oh my God.
How much money do you... I've never seen you rolling without at least $200 or $300.
You're right. I have $26.
Are you kidding? That's 27, by the way.
27, yes.
Oh my gosh.
But I know why.
Why?
Because I always pay my cleaning lady in cash.
Oh.
And I just had to pay cash for aeration and stuff. So I.
But you would normally, how much would you say you normally have on you?
By $250 to $350. I know, because I'm single. I have no dependents.
Well, according to a new survey, you need to have about $200 on you at all times.
Still, even then.
So according to them, they say you need to have enough cash to handle what they call a standard emergency. So like you're at dinner and not that your credit is fine. Not that you're a deadbeat or anything, but suddenly the cards decline. You don't know what's... It's not your fault. But something happened. They put a hold on it because your identity or whatever.
Okay.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? You need to have $200 on you.
And you know what? I always tip in cash because wait staff prefer getting tipped in cash. So that's why I always try and have...
I never remember to do that.
Yeah.
I put it on my card every time. Plus, I want the points.
And
it's selfish, but I want the points.
And I get that too, yeah. Wow. So we had to have $200 minimum on us.
But here's the problem. According to the same survey, very few of us actually do that. This is from Money Magazine, and they said that 42% of people carry $40 or less.
Oh my gosh, that's what I would do today. Only today, though.
This is the first day.
Yeah, I feel naked without...
By the way, I have $76. I never have more money than you. This is the first time the entire time you and I have done this whole thing.
I know.
I've never had more money. Like, you're usually... It's like, oh, you need 100? You want it? Big bills, little bills? You've usually got 100 or more. You've got... I don't know if you always have 50s and then a stack of 20s.
You're right. In fact, sometimes every now and then I'll come in and go... I'll give anybody all the money in my pocket if you guess how much money's in my pocket.
There was one time I got within like $2.
You did?
It was like, because I was thinking about the things we had coming up, like we had a trip or something.
Which was smart.
I bet you I know he wants to play 3-card poker up in Blackhawk. Like I was close.
Yep.
So 42% carry $40 or less. 30% carry between 41 and 99. So I'm in the 30% club right now. I can't decide if this is a lot for me.
Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't.
Because I don't...
Sometimes you do have... You need...
But I don't do anything in cash.
Right.
Even when I have to pay my friends, you don't do this. But now it's Venmo. Use any other form. I use PayPal, Venmo, any of the apps, and just go, oh, here, let me square cash you a little.
Is it true that you can send money through Facebook too?
I don't.
Okay.
They already have enough control of all of our lives. I don't want one more thing going through there. Yes, but I think so. Because there's like a button where you click pay this person or whatever.
So I'm the only one that does transactions in cash with you. Everyone else, your phones and apps. Like,
for real, Venmo. And Venmo's weird because you can see everything everybody else is doing too.
You told me that. And you get in trouble for that.
You could. If you're friends with somebody on Venmo and you see them doing stuff, it's like, wait. Who's that?
Yes.
Who are you giving what to?
Right.
Let's see. So 30% were between 41 and 99. 17% are in the $100 to $199.
Okay.
And only 11% of society are getting it right by carrying $200 or more.
Yeah, I'm usually that guy, but I had to pay for.
I find it bizarre that you're like, not to put words in your mouth, but I always felt like it's so you're not doing it so because your credit card's going to get declined. No. You just never know when you're going to fall backwards into an amazing drug deal. Or, you take Venmo, and he's like, "No, man,
these are drugs."
Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.